Uzi Vert is determined to shine bright like a diamond. He just paid $24 million to have a pink natural gemstone pierced into his forehead. In a tweet, he says he's been paying for the diamond since 2017. It costs more than his house, his cars, all combined.
He needs a financial planner on top of a therapist.
I'm so mad, frustrated. Did he not see what happened to Kim Kardashian? He is asking to get kidnapped, and then that ripped out of his damn forehead.
By the way, kidnapped, he might be in the club and somebody might snatch it right off of his face.
100%.
And no one, by the way, that happens all the time to rappers, where they're somewhere, someone grabs a chain, they start a commotion so they don't get caught.
Distracted,
and the person's just sitting there drinking a drink, acting like he never did it.
And this is your friend. He's gonna pierce out your face. Yeah.
Today we're going to catch up. We're going to talk about all your favorite celebrities. A little TMZ Illuminate confirm, as it were. Who are we going to talk about today? Tom Brady. Maybe you've heard of him. Well, it turns out his wife's a witch. You already knew that. But we'll talk about it. Why not? Britney Spears. She's back in the news cycle. The Weeknd, we got some more thoughts about the Weeknd Super Bowl. Oh yes, oh yes. Marilyn Manson. What's he doing? He's been a naughty boy. He's loving the Satan, and he's been bad, bad, bad. And then finally, Lil Uzi Vert. Why has he got a big, fat $24 million diamond in his head? I'll tell you why. Because he's Illuminate confirmed, and I'm going to tell you all about it. He's pushing the Luciferian agenda. He's pushing you into the transhuman hell through propaganda. But you're not going to succumb to that because you listen to this show. And you're going to be wise. Be wise to the game. Before that, I got to do some housekeeping. I know, you hate the housekeeping. Well, suck it. You're going to love it. It's going to be great. First, as you know, I've got three supporter systems, one of which is called the IlluminatiWatcher.com VIP section, where you can get all the bonus conspiracy theories and unpopular culture episodes. Well, I, through a labor of love, uploaded all episodes all the way back to day one. That's over 300 episodes. My God, they're all there waiting for you. No more commercials. No more mercy. Yeah, I was uploading the whole catalog going all the way back to 2014. And it was funny because I would read through the descriptions and I was a little bit alarmed myself. I've been talking about this stuff for years and I'm always kind of like, ooh, I don't know. Is it real? Ooh, should I be scared? Ooh, I don't know. And reading through, I'm like, oh my God. I'm scared. Years ago, we were talking about Helter Skelter, the race war, privacy invasion being orchestrated to feed the AI matrix, the transhuman hell that's coming. There were shows like October 9th, 2017, I did a show called Las Vegas Shooter Conspiracy Theories and Illuminati Magic. And in the description, it said, we'll explore the mysterious conspiracies revolving around the Las Vegas shooting. We'll also see some connections to be had with the NFL football national anthem protest, the Helter Skelter race war, and continued degradation of conspiracy theorists. That was 4 years ago almost. Crazy. And that's been held true. I mean, you could have looked at my history of censorship and known this is a long game that they're playing. The censorship for me started way back then, back in, I think it was 2016 or 2017. They started getting at me. Which takes me to my next topic. Vimeo. I was paying them to host all my videos, and they banned me. They kicked me out. Then my money's no good to them, I guess. I don't know. So I'm out of options here. YouTube kicked me out. Vimeo kicked me out. I pay YouTube or Vimeo and they kicked me out. So I'm stuck with having to upload onto Rockfin. Originally, my Patreon folks got the reaction videos, but now I had to switch it up. Now Rockfin gets the reaction videos. I'm very sorry to my Patreon folks. Had nothing to do with Patreon, just for what it's worth. There, I'm still in the good graces, so don't worry about that. But yeah, that's going to be on Rockfin now. I did a reaction video to Cardi B's Up. The Up video. And it sucks. Like, it's such a pain in the butt. I've tried to upload them to Instagram. They'll delete them because it's like, oh, you're playing music and videos from the, you know, paid for Illuminate confirms. So you can't share that. Same with YouTube. Constant, I upload videos and they'll be like, nope, you can't do that. Or they'll put some weird censorship attack on it. I've got all these warnings from YouTube. It's crazy. So yeah, Rockfin's slowly emerging as the winner, right? Now, the Patreon and the VIP section that get the bonus shows, again, another option for you, added a fourth tier, like $300 a month. Why would I do that? It's called the show sponsor because it's not really, look, I'm not expecting people to be like, oh yeah, Isaac, here's $300, jackass. It's for advertising sort of thing, right? As I found with a recent issue I had with a good dude, there's some problems with some people trying to get sponsorship, and this is one way to do it. However, I got to caveat it because I've been fighting this battle for the last couple weeks. There's certain things I can't advertise. So if you're interested, sign up and we'll be in touch. But like, I can't do any illegal stuff. I can't do even some legal stuff like CBD stuff. I can't have that affiliated with the marketing. But anyhow, it's just an option. I thought, why not? Why not open it up? So if you got like a business you want me to promote, we can do that. And, you know, sign up and then we'll be in communication over email. I think that's it. Let's get into the business here. Britney Spears. She had a documentary, and I'm sure you've heard of it, called Framing Britney Spears. It was a documentary about her and about her conservatorship. But it wasn't that good. I'll be honest with you. I watched it and I thought, well, there's nothing new here. We knew all this. And I saw it on Hulu. I guess it was on FX. But, and I'm not saying it's bad, but like, if you already know the saga that is Britney Spears' life, you're not going to see, there's nothing revealing in it. I mean, it's all the same old, same old. The only angle that I would say is kind of new, they showed you how the media is obsessed with Britney's sexual status since she was a young girl, which is what this creepy Hollywood system does. You know, there's obsessions with girls turning 18 and asking them about their boobs and the virginity. It's like, what are you guys doing? She got shamed by Justin Timberlake. I always hated Justin Timberlake. I didn't trust his ass since he had curly hair and tried to act like he was a rapper. He's a fake dude if I ever met one. But he tried to make her look like the bad guy, and then Barbara Walters went in on her too. They played those clips, and so, like, yeah, there was a pretty orchestrated attack against this young lady. I felt bad for her. And then they played a clip from, like, I think it was Star Search in the 80s. Ed McMahon, you know, the guy that used to hand out the checks before Mandela Effect twisted it all up? Anyhow, she's like, I don't know how old she is. I'm not good with kids. 8. And, like, he's asking her if she's got a boyfriend, like, What are you doing, Ed McMahon? What do you mean, does she have a boyfriend? You creep. But yeah, that was kind of the newest. Because, like, you know, the show starts out and they're, like, implying they're going to go through the conservatorship issues that Britney Spears has with her father. But then they're like, but we need to tell you the back tail first. And then what proceeds, 90% of the documentary is the backstory, which I already knew because, you know, pat myself on the back. I was talking to Britney Spears' ex-husband on this show. Maybe you heard it last summer, 2020. Jason Alexander graced me with his presence. And he was also, by the way, on the TMZ. They tried to say he was part of the insurrection. I guess he was in D.C. when all the QAnon folks were storming the Capitol. Jason's the man, you know, shout out Jason Alexander. He's just trying to help the kids. And look, that's what I feel about all those Q types. I don't believe Q, I think it's nonsense. But one thing we do agree on, the kids need rescued. Right? Now, what? How do we move forward from that? I don't know that I agree with all the Q folks storming the Capitol, but something should be done. That's, which is why I am, if you sign up from any of my supporter feeds, you now are part of the Abolitionist Club. We signed up and I give monthly donations to Operation Underground Railroad. Because we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? This is the truth of community. We're standing by our word. We're giving money directly to these outfits that protect kids, save kids from the human trafficking. And it actually needs to go a step further. If you'll entertain my diatribe for a second. I was talking with Mrs. Weishaupt, my better half, who was also, I interviewed her. You check it out on my Rockfin channel. Links in the show notes. Rockfin.com/creator/Isaac. I interviewed her. I got two parts going up there. Because everyone wanted to hear from her. So I thought, hey, what do you want to do the show? And she was like, hell no, I don't want to do your show. I said, come on, the people want it. We're going to go inside the mind of a conspiracy theorist. Because that's why my interview with her is on that Rockfin show. Because it doesn't really fit the mold of conspiracy theories and unpopular culture. It's more lifestyle type show. Okay. Anyhow, when, excuse me. After these kids get rescued, it's not over for them. They've got to live with this sort of, you know, issues that come with this. Like you don't just shake it off. So there's more that needs done. They need to set up an infrastructure. I'm going to look into seeing what kind of infrastructure exists or maybe offer a suggestion. I don't know. They need some kind of, you know, high level of counseling. I don't know what the answer is. I'm not a psychologist. But yeah, these poor kids and women that get pulled into this human trafficking stuff. Like they got to battle this. Like just because you get them out of the situation itself doesn't mean it's over. So like that's the next step. But we'll dig into that another time. Let's get back to Britney Spears. So we were talking about, okay, so the show, they had, you know, a couple new angles, nothing crazy, though. Then, after it released, it was on Twitter, trending on the Twitter. Then TMZ interviewed her little boo thang, Sam Asghari. And he called Britney's dad a total dick. And prior to this, people were saying that Sam was the handler. He was the real handler here. And then one of Britney's kids about a year prior called Grandpa a dick also. So he must be a dick. Must be. But who cares what all those people say, because Britney herself came out in response on her Instagram. She posted a 3-year-old clip of her performing Toxic on stage. And in the caption, she said, "We all have so many different, bright, beautiful lives. Remember, no matter what we think we know about a person's life, it is nothing compared to the actual person living behind the lens." So again, one more example of very many of these celebrities achieving apotheosis, deity, god status, and telling everyone, hey, this kind of sucks. It's kind of what the weekend Super Bowl performance was about, right? So Dave Chappelle was telling us before that on his Bird Revelation Netflix special. There's something going on. What is it? Next, Tom Brady. He won the pointy sports ball game. And ironically, I'm doing a show with Mr. Gates. You know Mr. Gates from Haterazzi? It's called Pair Awareness. He's got it set up. He has his show on Aftermath, which is Clyde Lewis's network. And he asked me to do a show with him. So we do this show called Pair Awareness. It airs every week before Clyde Lewis's Ground Zero. And it's a great time, let me tell you. But anyway, me and Mr. Gates are We're really broing down. And he texted me after the sports ball game the story about Tom Brady's wife being into witchcraft. And I thought, my God, I forgot about that. How could I forget? Back in March 2019, I did a whole show on this. I did a show called Tom Brady Witchcraft, Marina Abramovich, and John the God. And what happened, this was 2 years ago, and what had happened, see, was that the news at that time was talking about how Tom Brady claimed that his own wife, a supermodel named Giselle, Tom Brady said she's a witch and she does rituals at the games. And for bonus points, if you look at the artwork from that show, there's a photo of Tom Brady covering up one of his eyes. He's doing the all-seeing eye, which I posted. Someone sent me a screenshot of one of the sports ball players doing the all-seeing eye with the 666 hand. And I put it on the feeds, and oh my God, everyone's so upset. Isaac, you don't know who the Bloods are? Yeah, I know who the Bloods are. I get it. Lil Wayne does it all the time. Sure. Maybe this guy's in a gang and he plays football. Maybe. We'll explain why we see Justin Bieber and Tom Brady doing it then. Katy Perry's doing it. Lady Gaga's doing it. They're in the Bloods too. Oh, okay. My bad. I'll sit back down. Everyone's in the Bloods. Everyone in the whole world, all these celebrities, every one of them's a gang-affiliated Blood. Okay, cool. Got it. Thanks, but no thanks, buddy. Okay. Now, Tom Brady. I'm going to read you from the interview from 2019. Quote, "She always makes a little altar for me at the game because she just wills it so much. So she put together a little altar for me that I can bring with pictures of my kids, and I have these little special stones and healing stones and protection stones, and she has me wear this necklace and take these drops she makes, and I say all these mantras, and I stopped questioning her a long time ago." The article said, and doesn't this sound like, you remember Major League with Charlie Sheen in the early 90s, and they had the one dude, didn't he pray to like Joe Boo or something? He had the voodoo altar set up. Anyhow. The audience was laughing as Tom Brady talked, seemingly unsure whether or not he was joking. But Brady wasn't finished. He went on to detail that he talks to his wife before the season or before games to see if she is predicting that the Patriots will win or not. This is back when he was with the Patriots. And he claims she gets it right. Quote, "About 4 years ago, we were playing the Seahawks, and she said, 'You better listen to me. This is your year. But this is all the things you're going to have to do to win.' And I did all those things. And by God, you know it worked." Tom Brady said Giselle has told him that he's lucky he married a, quote, good witch. So there you go. And that's, again, in her defense, in defense of witches everywhere, there's supposedly white and black magic. There's good witches and bad witches. Depending on what you believe, right? It's all subjective. But yeah, I mean, look, Tom Brady apparently is a good quarterback. He changed teams and still won the Lombardi Trophy, I guess. The one he was throwing off the boat. Isn't that funny? We can't have the... You can't have a... When the people show up to the inauguration, you can't have a crowd for the inauguration of the president, but by God, we will have a football game and everyone will be there and we'll have boat parties and, oh man, it's the best. It's the best. Now, and I almost took the bait on my own comment there. We almost went down a COVID rabbit hole, but we're not doing that today. No, we're not talking about that today. We're going to move on. We're going to talk about the weekend. As you know, I've got supporter feeds for people tired of the commercials. They wanted the bonus episodes and all the great things that come with free books. Well, this month, we're shouting out our Tier 2, Tier 3 folks. Let's just get right into it without further ado. over on the Patreon, right, my tier two, my tier three folks. Jessica, Marisa, what up, Marisa? Aubrey, Mari, Ramona Frankenstein, Tyler, Christy, Rosalinda, Heather, Jade, Cheryl, Jennifer, J-Po, still on the team, still on the team here. Southside Tarot, still holding it down. Chris, Zach, Amy, Renee, iRock, Premier 65, Yak, still holding it down over there, Yak, Crystal, and here's an interesting one, okay. Wife and me want a piece of Christy D and Marka? That's it. Stop and clap your shit. I don't know what that means, but it sounds kinky. Jiggy Mama, Heather, Jason, Joe Sauce, Austin C, Spry Ute holding it down, Jason, Raymond, G-Man, Robbie, Ashton, Chris, Tanya, Katie, Thomas, Joshua, Russell, Taylor Blake still holding it down. Been holding it down a long time. Eric, Jeff, these people have been on the team a long time. Denali, Pragmatic Chick, Aya, Sam I Am, Alan, Trey, Big Fez Zeke, still holding it down. Alexandria, Kara, what's up, Kara? Brian, Darcy, Barry, Stephanie, I believe it. Yeah, okay. I got the right list here. Make sure I'm going through the right list. Because I got my tier twos and my tier threes all mixed together on this one. I'm a little confused. Marjorie, King Switchy, Cheryl's still holding it down. Cheryl's holding it down on Patreon and Rockfin. So shout out. Extra shout out for Cheryl. Allie, Prophet7, CC, William, Old Joe Nips, still holding it down. Betty, Ashley, Francie, Christy, Tyler, Brandon Lord, Suze, Jacob, Phil Goodrich Art, he's surfing, he's painting, he's surfing and painting. Roxy, Ailmac, Michael, Annalisa, Don, M. Gibb, Penny Roach, Taryn, Jade Moore, Vermont Hip Hop Collective, Ingi, Renata, Laura Susie, Brandon Anea, Sarah, Daniel, Eddie, David, Keisha, and last but definitely not least, Liz. Shout out to all my Patreon folks. Now, if you thought we were done, we're not done. I'm going over to the VIP section now, because I got the same setup, as you know, on the VIP section. You get pretty much the same thing as Patreon. It's just for people, you know, sometimes they don't like the Patreon. And I get it, and that's okay. And they use promo code HOTGIRLSUMMER. You get 20% off for 3 months. So there's that, too. So let's get over there to my tier 2, tier 3 folks over on the VIP section. We got Jason, Leslie, Michael, Katie, Liana. Hope I'm pronouncing your name correctly. If I pronounce the name wrong, hit me. Hit me on the messengers. I'll fix it. Winston, Bob. There's Cheryl again. Cheryl holding it down on three. She's on all three. VIP. She's in the Rockfin. She's on the Patreon. So extra big shout out. Francie. Okay, Francie's over here too in the VIP. And so is Brandon. All right, shout out all my people. Thank you. Thank you for your support. If you want your name shouted out on the podcast, you know where to go. Links in the show notes. And you can get in on the next one in March. Thank you for all your support. I appreciate it. I can't do it without you. After the Super Bowl performance, after the little analysis I offered up, I forgot to mention that there's a couple times during the performance where he's standing emulating Jesus Christ on the cross. Rob sent me that on the Twitter. I retweeted it. And also, the final shot of the Super Bowl, of his performance there, he does the same thing. It's two times he does it. Also, speaking of the tweeter, Walt Frogman, a great name, the Frogman here, he sent me an image of the Batman universe, a graphic novel about Batman. And there is a thing called the Court of Owls. And they look similar to the dancers the Weeknd had with the white sort of bandage faced, like white masks. I mean, they look like owls, kind of. Like a snow owl, maybe, right? And I looked them up on Wikipedia because I was like, what is this? What am I looking at? And it says that it's referring to the storyline, the Court of Owls kidnaps child performers from the circus to train and transform them into their assassins known as Talons. Now, this is also very curious to me. I mean, first thing I think when I see the circus, I think of Anton LaVey. He started out in the circus. That's what got him interested in the theatrics of the ritual, the set and setting, the mood, the environment. All these things are very important in the ritual. But child performers specifically, very interesting. Owls also, of course, the symbol for wisdom and the goddess Minerva. And wisdom, of course, being the ultimate pursuit of all these occultists all the time. In Gnosticism, referred to as the Sophia. But Minerva is also a degree of initiation in the Illuminati. The owls are very important, see. Then someone also on the Twitter said he's got a track called Heaven or Las Vegas. Which is very interesting, right? Because that sort of co-opts what I'm trying to present on the Super Bowl analysis. Where the spirit comes down and he descends to hell. So it turns out he's got a track that says specifically Heaven or Las Vegas, conflating Las Vegas with hell, right? The Kabbalistic esoteric doctrine, if you want to get into that, let's do it. There's a guy named Lon Milo Duquette. I think he was on Freeman's show a bunch. I was on Freeman's show a few weeks ago, The Free Zone. But he wrote a book called The Chicken Kabbalah. And he wrote an interesting passage. He wrote the last words of Rabbi Lamed Ben Clifford. And I'm going to read from it for you. I also need to make note that Kabbalah, from what I read in his book, is always been an oral tradition handed down from the enlightened Jewish folks. So oftentimes when you see people referencing books, he suggests that maybe that's not the true path. Just something interesting I read. But here's what Rabbi Lamed Ben Clifford said before he died. Quote, "Undivided God is pure potentiality and realizes nothing. God can only realize itself by becoming many and then experiencing all possibilities through the adventures of its many parts." Well, what was the Weeknd doing? Maybe the Weeknd is becoming God himself. He's realizing himself by breaking into many. That's what it says here. It says, God can only realize itself by becoming many and then experiencing all possibilities through the adventures of its many parts. The potentiality becomes realized just like the quantum wave collapsing. Infinite potential gets collapsed into one reality. This is ritual magic stuff. Magic in its purest form. And also a lot of the Instagram conspiracy folks are sharing a clip from a concert the Weeknd put on back in 2017. And you'll see it. It says Satan. They flash the word Satan on the screens. It was very curious. I was actually talking to Mr. Gates, and someone he knew went to a Weeknd concert a few years ago, and they actually left because they kept seeing these flashing symbols like inverted crosses and stuff. So I was left with the question of, is the Weeknd Illuminate confirm or not? And I'm not sure. To me, it seemed like the Super Bowl performance was saying, look, Hollywood is hell. But maybe he's okay with it. Maybe he is Illuminate confirm. And he's, what's that called when they have to show us the revelation of the method? They have to show us something. And we have to co-opt and buy in and say, well, that's fine. It's hell, but we're okay with that. Speaking of hell, speaking of Satan, Marilyn Manson's in the news. Not for anything good. Evan Rachel Wood's calling his ass out. And I talked about her. I did a whole analysis on Westworld, which she plays Dolores, the main protagonist, the robot that becomes sentient, that becomes aware to know thyself. She collapsed the wave. She made realization of herself. Anyway, she was in a Marilyn Manson video before, and she was his girlfriend for a while. And now she's coming out saying, like, look, he was pretty abusive. Love Bailey. She's also calling his ass out. I'm going to read you from Celebrity Insider, because this is real wacky. Quote, Love Bailey said his recording studio was plastered in photos of women from magazines such as Hustler, and there were dark paintings on the floor. She described the artwork as demonic and said they looked like they were aggressively scribbled in charcoal. She said the artwork culminated on the floor, and then she noticed what appeared to be charcoal-drawn occult-type portals. Love assumed he was trying to channel demonic entities through some type of ritualistic ceremony. Now, isn't that curious? And me not knowing how to make a demonic occult-type portal, I looked up what I could. And if you go to Crowley's Magic and Theory and Practice, they talk about creation, you know, manifestation through the basic elements. And you want to keep it as basic as possible for maximum purity. And I'm going to read you. How much do I want to read you? How much do you want to hear? I'll just read. Quote, it is said that in the ancient books of magic that everything used by the magician must be virgin. That is, it must never have been used by any other person or for any other purpose. The greatest importance was attached by the adepts of old to this, and it made the task of the magician no easy one. He wanted a wand, and in order to cut and trim it, he needed a knife. It was not sufficient merely to buy a new knife. He felt that he had to make it himself. In order to make the knife, he would require 100 other things, the acquisition of each, of which might require 100 more, and so on. This shows the impossibility of disentangling oneself from one's environment. Even in magic, we cannot get on without the help of others. There was, however, a further object in this recommendation. The more trouble and difficulty your weapon costs, the more useful you will find it. If you want a thing well done, do it yourself. Do you like to do it yourself? It would be quite useless to take this book to a department store and instruct them to furnish you a temple according to specification. It is really worth the while of the student who requires a sword to go and dig out iron ore from the earth, to smelt it himself with charcoal that he has himself prepared, to forge the weapon with his own hand, and even to take the trouble of synthesizing the oil of vitriol with which it is engraved. So there you go. I mean, that's why the charcoal is there. It's the basic element. He's scribbling with the basic element because it's, you know, apparently he's following the rules of Crowley, which shouldn't be a surprise, right? I mean, Marilyn Manson's a priest of the Church of Satan. He's not bashful about it. And I talked about Marilyn Manson in my little Johnny Depp analysis called Johnny Depp, Vampire, Satanist, or Illuminati. And I talked about how he's buddies, Johnny Depp's buddies with Marilyn Manson. They're in that supergroup, the Hollywood Vampires. Very apropos here, right? After considering what The Weeknd's been saying and all these allegations that Hollywood feeds upon the blood. But, you know, they're so close, they've got matching tattoos, old Marilyn Manson and Johnny Depp. And, yeah, anyway, so Marilyn Manson's definitely Illuminati confirmed. And speaking of Marilyn Manson, let's look to his biggest fan, Lil Uzi Vert. I wanted to wrap up this week's show with quite an interesting analysis. People have been talking about this diamond. He got a diamond embedded in his forehead. $24 million diamond. You know, shout out Smedley on Twitter there. He asked about this. The symbolism of the diamond, of course, is something we should talk about real quick. If you look to, and I don't know that it applies here, but if you look to the victims of MKUltra, allegations made from Bryce Taylor's book, Thanks for the Memories, and I'll just read to you. I'll read to you from it. Quote, over time, many personalities were specifically created and enhanced for future use with targeted people, such as presidents, entertainers, or foreign leaders. There were president mind files that were created strictly for the president's use in whatever way they needed or wanted. I was instructed to wear pearls for times I was to be used strictly as a mind file, and diamonds when I was to be used primarily sexually with presidents, heads of state, or world leaders. So, interesting move by Lil Uzi Vert to jam a diamond in his forehead. But let's see. And then what was curious was he said he could die if he takes it out wrong. Lots of questions here. How did they install this thing? What, did they drill something into his skull? It's crazy. Let me just read to you about this crazy death allegation here. On Wednesday night, we're talking February 3rd here, the Eternal Atake MC, that's an album, Eternal Atake, the Eternal Atake MC took to Twitter to give fans a morbid update of his gem-implanted forehead. Quote, if I don't get it took out the right way, I could die. He captioned a selfie which showed blood leaking from the natural pink diamond. Quote, no, seriously. The now-deleted tweet sparked reactions from fans who were concerned with his well-being. Quote, bro, if this is not safe, you better take it off. I don't want to see you dead. Other, that sounded like Keanu Reeves from Bill and Ted. That was, yeah, it turns out it was Keanu Reeves. Other users noted he should be fine as long as the gem is safely removed. Now, what's curious is that he's talking about how he could die. And he's got a lot of dark art, should I say. And then his Twitter profile is actually Lil Peep, who died, right? Lil Peep died. He's from my hometown, Allentown, PA. Shout out, Allentown, PA. But, you know, Lil Peep's the only positive thing to come out of Allentown. You know, Billy Joel made that terrible song, made us sound like the saddest, the saddest town that ever existed. And then here comes Lil Peep, the emo rapper, rapping about sadness. God, maybe I come by my depression, honestly, here. Anyway, now what was more curious, besides this death obsession, he's trying to turn into an actual diamond. It sounds crazy, I know. I'm going to read you a little bit more. In an effort to show his fans he was okay, Lil Uzi Vert shared a video of his face, but this time with the bloody mess cleaned up. Okay, we good, he captioned the post. I'm literally trying to turn into a diamond. So what does this mean? Is there an occult symbolism, occult meaning behind all this? Well, you know, I'm going to say there is. First, let's look at the diamonds. The classicist form of propaganda. Eddie Bernays is the one that sold us the idea of an engagement ring, having to use these worthless diamonds. I mean, diamonds are worthless. Like, it's kind of a fiat currency. We just agree that they're worth X amount. But, like, you got these, like, De Beers mines, and they're the ones that tell you the supply and demand. We don't know. We just don't know. I'm going to read you from Bernays, because I did, what did I do, 3 episodes on Bernays, The Century of Self, back in like 2018 or 2019, which it was a great series. It was a good time. I'm going to read you from Bernays' book, Propaganda. Quote, the conscious and intelligent manipulation of the organized habits and opinions of the masses is an important element in democratic society. Those who manipulate this unseen mechanism of society constitute an invisible government, which is the true ruling power of our country. Eddie Bernays was Illuminati confirmed to the max, okay? But listen to what he's saying here. He's saying they're manipulating the habits of the masses, That's you. That's me. That's us. We're in the same boat here. But then he says, and listen to the way he says it, but it's an important element in a democratic society. These crazy suckers, like at the World Economic Forum, they're like, look, we got to take advantage of these folks and manipulate them, but it's for the greater good. They always say that. Oh, it's for the greater good. And maybe they're right. I don't know. What do I know? He says, those who manipulate, talking about Santa Klaus Schwab, is the invisible government, and it's the true ruling power of our country. So when you look at the politicians and the presidents, it doesn't really matter. Right? We got to get back to that as a truther community. Like, you know, by all means, you know, follow the election, vote, whatever you want to do. But you got to understand there's a visible government behind all of that, pulling the strings. I mean, at least that's what the theory is. Again, how would I know? But that's what they've been saying. It sure seems that way. And here's Edward Bernays, the king of propaganda, who told you, buy your lady a diamond ring with 2 months' salary. They just made that up. Eat bacon and eggs for breakfast. Bernays just made that up. The cigarette companies, they hired Bernays to get women to start smoking because they were like, oh, these women aren't smoking like the men are. So they did this whole propaganda campaign where the women were at this parade and they would all stop at the same time, pull out cigarettes, and they called them torches of freedom. You see how that goes? Anyway, but let's get deeper into the occult esoteric ideas, right? Besides that propaganda of the diamond industry. Because I wouldn't put it past them to be like, hey, Lil Uzi Vert, why don't you jam a pink diamond in your head? We'll give it to you for free. We want people jamming diamonds in their heads all over the place. Well, the diamond, it's symbolic of purity, perfection, light, and brilliance. So Lil Uzi Vert, by putting this in his head where the third eye exists, where the pineal gland is, he's showing himself as Lucifer, the angel of light. I know, that sounds crazy, right? Well, bear with me. Because we also have this idea of the stone of Lucifer, the foundation stone. And this was the gem that fell from the crown of Lucifer, also known as the Maitreya. And if you look up the Maitreya, and it gets a little fuzzy because Blavatsky referenced the Maitreya and she asserted that he was Lucifer. And there's like some other esoteric organizations that said the same. But like the Buddhist Maitreya, the final avatar, has the diamond in his forehead, right? But we're talking about Blavatsky's Maitreya here. And this should ring a bell. It rings a bell for you because you read it in my book, Aliens, UFOs, and the Occult, Use Your Illusion 1. You read it on Amazon. You might have read it on Audible when I narrated it and when I read it to you. Ugh. I got a bunch of signed copies here. Well, I haven't signed them yet. I got a bunch of copies here. You can hit it in the Gumroad. Go to gumroad.com/IsaacW. I will sign this alien book and mail it to your beautiful mailbox for your tender, loving hands to pick up and read. Now, the idea of the Maitreya was presented in that book because I had a whole chapter on Project Bluebeam because it seemed like a lot of people were talking about Project Bluebeam, but nobody was getting it right, as you find often in this truther community. No offense to truthers. I'm just saying, like, let's go to the source literature for this stuff. Why are we not doing that? So I went to the source literature, Serge Manasse's actual writings about Project Bluebeam from his theory. It was just a theory, a claim. Well, not a theory, a claim he made. And he might have just been some nut job. I don't know. I don't know the guy. But it sure made a lot of sense when I read it. And he's talking about how there's going to be this, the short version, if you don't want to read the book. Basically, Project Bluebeam is all about bringing about the global government and the global religion, and that religion will have the Antichrist or the Maitreya as its head. That is the new Messiah, Lucifer. Interestingly enough, Lil Uzi Vert's album, Eternal Atake, did it ever come out? It might have came out. I don't know. He was teasing it for years, and I don't know if it ever came out or not. But either way, the cover had the Heaven Gates, Heaven's Gate UFO on the cover, right? Because he's into the alien stuff. Now, ironically, in the Project Bluebeam scenario that I presented, because you got to understand, Serge Manasse was talking about this in the 90s. Well, fast forward 25 years, and Elon Musk is out here making these Neuralink caps where you plug your mind into the Matrix, which sounds bizarre, but that's where we're at. It's a digital cap to plug into the Matrix, and Lil Uzi Vert, at the same time he was talking about this diamond in his head, he was publicizing Elon Musk's Neuralink cap. So you see, the Maitreya, being the theosophical final teacher of the ancient wisdom, is going to be a deception. And to deceive us, they need us plugged in through the 5G Internet of Things with our Elon Musk Neuralink caps to make us think we see God. This is the final evolution of mankind, and it will be a false stage. In fact, let me do you one better. I'm just going to read you from my book, because this is where it all comes together. Look at this. I'm saving you some few bucks here, so you don't have to go buy my book. Okay, here we go. The third step in the process is the section titled Artificial Thought and Communication. Manasse suggests that advanced technology could be employed to telepathically communicate with the human race through low-frequency waves. This would be used to make people believe their God is speaking directly to their soul. The most alarming part of this prediction is as follows, quote, "Such rays from satellites are fed from the memories of computers that have stored massive data about every human on Earth and their languages." Well, now, aren't you concerned about that, my friend? We've been feeding all this data into the Bumble Hive, into the Matrix, into Zuckerberg and Google and all these nerds that are going to kill us. We've been feeding them the information, and now they're going to use it against us. Because then I said this. Furthermore, there are advancements in technology that suggest such an outlandish idea of God talking to us that isn't so far off. Elon Musk has a Neuralink project in an effort to perfect a brain-machine interface, which supports many years of research into the topic of quantifying the human mind to the point of being indistinguishable from a computer, just like Serge Manasse discusses. And in his book, again, this is written in like the early 90s, quote, "That kind of technology goes into the 1970s, 80s, and 90s research, where the human brain has been compared to a computer. Information is fed in, processed, integrated, and then a response is formulated and acted upon. You see, it's conditional behavioral responses. They know the inputs, the outputs, the data. John C. Lilly from the MKUltra stuff, he talks about how the mind is just a big biocomputer. Because these nerds, everything is logic to them. Everything is zeros and ones. Spirituality goes out the window. It's a very skewed view of the world, if you ask me. So then, Lil Uzi Vert gets this diamond put in his dumb head. And here comes Grimes. You know Grimes, that's Elon Musk's little BM. She was on Twitter. And she said this the day after, on February 6th, 2021. She said, "Let's aim for chips by 2022. It's experimental surgery, but if it succeeds, we'll have the knowledge of the gods. Ha, ha." I mean, I don't want to say I told you so, but like, that's kind of what I said in the book written 6 months prior, 7 months prior. Then Lil Uzi Vert said this, "I'm ready when we doing it." To which Grimes replied, "Let's get brain chips." And Lil Uzi Vert tweeted, "Neuralink," in all caps, with a bat and a diamond emoji. So you see how it all comes together? We're seeing the Bernays propaganda in front of our faces. The invisible government has coordinated such a thing. For Lil Uzi Vert to get the diamond in his head, he's the Maitreya, he's talking about Neuralink. Grimes is out there talking about Neuralink because it makes her little baby daddy more monies. Selling his Tesla. He's buying up all the Bitcoin stock. The Bitcoin stock. How old am I? 90? You buying up all the Bitcoin? What do you think about the Bitcoins and the cryptocurrencies? I think we need to revisit that. I did a couple shows on that a couple years back. And I said, you know, I don't know about this Bitcoin. I feel like it's a more traceable form of currency. And sure enough, you know, Santa Klaus Schwab and his fourth industrial revolution says we got to do cryptos. So that's a concern. But I'll be damned if that Bitcoin isn't going through the roof in value. In fact, if you follow me on social media, I could have potentially made you millions of dollars. That's right. I told you it was down to 3,000 bucks like a year ago, and I posted. I said, I know in the past I was hesitant about telling you to buy Bitcoin, but look at it. It's down to 3,000 bucks. You better buy it now if you're going to buy it. And I bought some. I bought like $500 worth. And now I'm rich. No, I'm just kidding. I actually sold it when it hit 20,000, and I thought, I'm rich. I just made like 800 bucks. Holy crap. But then it went up to like 50,000, and I said, ooh, I should have held. I should have hodled. So yeah, if you made millions of dollars off of Bitcoin, you know, shout out. Shout me out. Let me know. And then give me a tip jar. Give me a little bit of that Bitcoin money. All right, we're getting off track here. Anyways, that's the latest and greatest with the TMZ Illuminate confirms. Lil Uzi Vert, why did he get the diamond in his head? Because he's Lucifer. Marilyn Manson getting called out for drawing Crowley portals on the floor. The Weeknd is pushing owl symbolism, maybe. Tom Brady's married to a witch. That's why he keeps winning Super Bowls. Poor Britney's getting picked on. Free Britney. And that's it. All right. Thank you for your time. If you want any of the things I talk about, I got all the links in the show notes for the social medias. I got the supporter feed links. If you want to understand the differences between the supporter links, just go to IlluminatiWatcher.com and hit the VIP section, and you'll find all about it. Until next time, stay woke.